Welcome to podcast of Splash Gain, award-winning education technology company working on digital assessment, proctoring, digital evaluations in education. Software technology platforms of Splash Gain are being used by hundreds of customers with success worldwide. Swapnil, founder and director of Splash Gain, is discussing about new education policy of Indian government. It has been recently proposed in July 2020. Over to Swapnil.
Welcome to today's podcast. Today we are going to discuss about recent education policy draft that has been released by Government of India. So there are quite a few interesting things which are going to be implemented in the upcoming years, and it is certainly going to change the education sector, and it is likely to benefit a lot of students because of such approach. And there is a focus has been provided for the vocational courses, where vocational courses are going to get started from the school days itself, so that student employability is likely to get enhanced. Typically, in the traditional environment, educational sector used to get only 1.7% of the GDP for the expenditure. So Government of India used to spend less than 2% of their GDP for the education sector. But in the upcoming years, it is likely to be that spending associated with education sector is going to be around 6%. So that is going to be very significant jump from 1.7 to 6%. It is definitely going to boost education sector. There will be a lot of opportunities for the technology companies, as well as it will be beneficial for the student community overall. Another important aspect is importance of board exam is likely to be reduced down. An exam can be conducted one or two twice a year. So typically there are board exams for 10th standard student as well as 12th standard student. And it puts a lot of pressure on students as well as parents. Even there are cases where students do suicide because of pressure associated with the exam. And with this step, where importance of board exam is likely to be reduced down, it is a very welcome step where it will reduce down the pressure associated with the students while attempting the exam. And there will be common regulatory body for the entire higher education. Higher education used to be controlled by UGC, National Accreditation Council, or Higher Education Council. So, and everything is going to be integrated with Higher Education Commission of India, that is HECI. So that is going to be single umbrella body for the entire higher education, excluding medical and legal education. Plus, Government of India is going to have dedicated unit for the digital and online learning. So government is going to provide a lot of thrust on education, digital education, online learning, or online video-based learning. There will be more such videos, content which will be developed for the masses, and student will be benefited because of such a quality content. So more thrust is definitely going to be for the technology aspect in the education. Apart from that, there is more focus on vocational studies at the school level itself. There will be a lot of vocational courses that will be introduced for the students. There will be more focus on practicality aspect associated with education. More focus will be provided for the practical aspects. And whenever students are going to get evaluated, they will be evaluated on the practical aspects as well as vocational aspect. So students will be exposed to vocational studies, vocational knowledge, or they will be able to become more employable as soon as they pass out, or as soon as they are going to take admission for the graduation study or higher education study. They will be exposed to various aspects associated with vocational courses, or vocational training will be there. So overall, employability is associated with students is likely to increase with such a step taken by the Government of India. Apart from that, there is one more aspect related to coding. Coding is going to be considered as key skill, and that is definitely going to be taught from the class 6 onwards. So everyone is recognizing coding as a 21st century skill, and it will be taught at the school level itself. So In short, there is focus on employability aspect, there is focus on flexibility associated with education, where as a student you can take a classes associated with arts, commerce, science simultaneously. You can switch over your stream in between as well. So after learning couple of years in the science stream, if you are interested in learning in commerce stream, then you can easily opt for such a vocational subjects or even other stream subjects as well. So there will be flexibility associated with graduation, flexibility associated with opting about various optional subjects or elective subjects. So overall education is going to be very interesting thing. Student will find it quite interesting. They can learn various aspects about education. But still there is no clarity associated with the how those things are going to be implemented. So I feel it is going to take some time for the implementation point of view. It may get started in the year 2020 and gradually it will be replicated for the school education, higher education level, common college education. Even there is a step which is going to be taken for the common entrance exam across India. So there will not be any multiple entrance exam associated with various admission process, but there will be single unified entrance exam. So maybe in the couple of 4 to 5 years of time, all those steps will be taken by the government of India to make education system seamless, and it will be very flexible, it will be better, and where employability associated with students is likely to get increased. What is your opinion about those things? Is there any other thing that government of India should take into consideration? One of the important aspects associated with this National Education Policy 2020 is how it is going to get implemented, whether it will be implemented in the phase-wise manner or how exactly it will be replicated across school, colleges, higher education level. Only time will tell how fast it is going to get accelerated implementation across India. But I am sure it is quite an exciting policy, and every step taken for the implementation of this national education policy is definitely going to enhance education aspect associated with the students, and it will help improving employability aspect, where graduates who are passing out will be more employable. And corporates who are going to hire such a fresh graduate, they need not have to invest huge amount for the training, because some of the training aspect they might have covered in their education itself. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please make sure you subscribe to our podcast, so whenever we are going to release more such interesting episodes related to education as well as education technology, you will get notified. Thank you.